This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the fifth week of late summer. The second week of the autumn apple-picking moon and the second week of the sun in Virgo. The change of season always changes me. And weather and landscape seem to be the obvious parts of that transformation. I read a little bit about how other people react to this sort of thing. Robert Cull, the author of Solitude, Seeking Wisdom in Extremes, spent a year alone in the wilds of Patagonia. And he wrote, "There is physical weather, sun, rain, wind, which just is. And then there's my emotional response, pleasure, peace, anger, anxiety, that I associate with the weather. If I can tease these aspects apart and experience weather as weather and emotional response as emotional response, well, my days might be less dramatic and draining." Another author, David Abram, in his book Becoming Animal, notes that shifts in the weather are changes in the disposition of the land. And different kinds of weather are precisely different moods. And each of these moods, he says, affects the relation between our body and the living land in a specific way. In another book, The Spell of the Sensuous, Abram continues his thought, "The world and I reciprocate one another. The landscape as I directly experience is an ambiguous realm that responds to my emotions and calls forth feelings from me in turn." This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of early fall. In the meantime, you might think about the experiences of Robert Cull and David Abram and watch to see how your moods follow the cooling air and the changing texture and color of the landscape as the new season develops.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at WISO.org.